Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing another episode of our Suffer Well devotional series. And thank you for listening today. And today we have something that's a very important message that kind of goes right along with the message I gave yesterday. And who are our leaders and who are we letting lead us? Are we testing what they're saying? Because we need to, because we are all the body, but the scriptures talk about the responsibility of a leader. So I want to talk about this, and I also want to talk about the evangelism aspect that we must be teachers ourselves. So in starting this devotional, let's look at a scripture. It says in Ezekiel 34:10, this is what the sovereign Elohim says. I now consider these shepherds my enemies, and I will hold them responsible for what has happened to my flock. I will take away their right to feed the flock, and I will stop them from feeding themselves. I will rescue my flock from the mouths. The sheep will no longer be their prey. And I interrupt this devotional to say, who is your shepherd? Who are you following? Do you test everything? Let's go back to the devotional. So after reading that, it says, and this wake-up call for Americans or for the American Christian Church needs to be understood. It was commanded to each individual, to God, His own life and doctrine. It says in 1 Timothy 4:16, keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. And it continues, it says, and yet too many pastors have assumed the role of doing this for the people. Believing that they are shepherding means that everyone was intended to see it their way, or else deemed spiritually lacking or even contentious. The pastor himself is merely a part of the body, Yeshua Messiah being the head, the chief part. Ephesians 1:22 says, Yahweh put all things under the authority of Yeshua, and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. So we get the idea of a body and what a body is. And we get the idea of what's being said here. So it goes on to say, because their lives and doctrines are in error, many sheep are led astray in error. The key now to teach the sheep how to stand from having had their men headship removed and their Messiah headship restored. The crucial elements will aid in this most precious of endeavors. Number one, everyone must die to self in order to fully understand and obey Yahweh, His Son and His Spirit, even the pastors. Number two, when a pastor falls, he shall be redeemed, as Yahweh will never forsake the one who truly served and yet still had ego that needed to be revealed and therefore eventually removed. Number three, if you judge the fallen one, Yahweh will be quick and faithful to remind you that there be one, but by His grace, and how I very close to you are falling in the very same areas of sin which you judged. That was three. Number four, a fallen pastor is not to be viewed as one whose former messages, and yes, that means all of them, cannot be taken seriously. If the message had scriptural truth, truth that should have been affirmed by each individual who received the word anyway, as it says in Acts 17, and the people of Berea were more open-minded than those of Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. Then the message stand, as anointed by the Spirit. Truth was also Yahweh's. And if it meant that only the sinless could teach his word, we would have no teachers whatsoever. And I might interrupt here and say, when they searched the scriptures daily, there was no New Testament. They were searching the Torah. And Paul was a Torah scholar. And that's what the scriptures were at that time. We continue. Number 5, it says, rejoice that Yahweh is always faithful to his word. The fallen one which will rise again. In Proverbs 24:16, we read, it says, the godly may trip 7 times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. So it says, the fallen will rise again, and he will return with praise on his lips, that Yahweh does not and will not let any man get away with anything that rejects Yeshua Messiah and his sinless sacrifice. Everything will be shaken, beloved, and those who are exposed and convicted of sin will learn to appreciate and be grateful for the humbling experience. These things the sheep must know. When a mighty one falls, all is well. They need to know that all is well. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked will be overthrown by calamity. Again, Proverbs 24, verse 16. So as we read these things, that is our devotional for today. And we think about the scriptures and what the scriptures say about this. In Ephesians 4:15, it said, instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Yeshua, who is the head of the body in the church. Yeshua is our head, and he is our shepherd. We need to follow him amongst others. So if we're listening to a teacher, a teacher's giving us the message, it's our responsibility to search out the scriptures and confirm that what is being taught is real and true. And as the teacher's responsibility to speak in truth and love, but to understand none of us are sinless, and to be willing and able to see that, and to be humble and not prideful. So these are things the scriptures call us for. But to remember, we're a body, but the body has a head, and that is Yeshua, as it says in Colossians 1:18. Yeshua is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme of all who rise from the dead. So he is the first in everything. And I go to churches and I see people worshiping the pastor, and they talk more about the pastor than they do about Yeshua, our Messiah. They say, oh, his message is great. I love the way he speaks. I like his delivery. I love that church. They ain't saying anything about Yeshua. Yeshua has to be the pinnacle of everything. He must be number one in our lives. He is the true shepherd. And if a pastor is teaching a message that goes against that, shame on them. And that is what's going on today in the church. The church today is teaching that there is no sin once you confess Yeshua with your lips. The church today is teaching that there's no sin once Yeshua died. The church today is telling people that there's no such thing as sin anymore. And you say, how could you say that? Well, they're teaching that the law was nailed to the cross. And if the law was nailed to the cross, without a law, you can't have sin. Without the Torah, you can't have sin. Remember, it said when the Bereans were searching the scriptures daily, they were looking at the Torah. And we're called to search the scriptures daily. How can we search the scriptures daily if the church is teaching us that those aren't even scriptures anymore that matter? We need to make that choice and understand. When Yeshua and Paul were teaching in the synagogues every Shabbat, that is what they were teaching, the Torah. Colossians 2:19 says, and they are not connected to Yeshua, the head of the body, for he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as Yahweh nourishes it. Yeshua is everything. Without Yeshua, you don't have anything, including a good shepherd or somebody teaching, because we have the master shepherd, and then we have the teachers under him. Then we have the people that are learning. But if the teachers under him are corrupt, you have a situation of Yahweh and Satan. And that is what's happening. Teaching a different message. But we look at this and the responsibility of teachers. And we ourselves are to be shepherds and teachers of our children and those around us. And it says in the scriptures in 1 Timothy 4:11, teach these things and insist that everyone learns them. What are these things? What are these things? These things are the Torah, the commandments of our wonderful Creator, obedience to Him, and to teach Yeshua died for us so we would rise with Him. Second, it says in Titus 2, verses 7 and 8, in the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely. And you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Doing good works of every kind. That means following the Torah, following the guidelines and instructions. You cannot properly teach somebody but live against the scriptures at the same time. Because once somebody knows the scriptures, you're going to be exposed. It's like somebody walking into a room and asking, how many of you in this room know Chinese, how to speak Chinese? If no one raised their hand, I could say I speak perfect Chinese and I could say anything and everyone will say he speaks good. But if one person in that room knows Chinese, they could say he's not really speaking Chinese. You understand? So that's what's happening. We need to be our own students and read the scriptures for ourselves. So you must be an example of doing every good work to the teachers. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Teach your truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. Those who oppose us will be ashamed and have nothing bad to say about us. The scriptures speak for itself. And we, being responsible to be responsible teachers for everyone, our flock and our family and everyone else, need to set the example by living it. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We are the children of Yahweh. And as teachers, we need to teach others the way they should go. And the best way we can teach them is living by example. Deuteronomy 32 verses 2 to 3 says, let my teaching fall on you like rain. Let my speech settle like dew. Let my words fall like rain on tender grass, like gentle showers on young plants. I will proclaim the name of Yahweh. How glorious is our Elohim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, when you have a so-called leader of a church or a pastor living in sin, but teaching the message, something is not going to go right. And I will submit to you, the majority of Christian preachers today are living in open, continuous sin by breaking the commandments of our Creator that they have the ability to follow on a regular basis, and even worse, teaching against them, telling people those things are important, eating unclean food, breaking the Sabbath, not following the feast days of our Creator. It doesn't matter how many they're keeping. What matters is what they're not keeping. Proverbs 16:23-24 says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Psalm 37:30 says, the mouths of the righteous are the wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. And Colossians 3:16 says, let the message about Yeshua and all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to Yahweh with thankful hearts. Shame on those and woe to those that are teaching against scripture, telling people that the very thing Yeshua taught each week, that the Bereans studied daily, is done away with. How sad that Satan getting his way and trying to destroy and separate and destroy people. To be a teacher, a calling to be a teacher is a gift. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as a good servant manages of Yahweh's grace in its various forms. Serve one another with the gift each one of you has received. And Romans 12:7 says, if your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. Teach well. What does that mean? Living by example. Living by example. And we get help from a wonderful creator to do it. He gives us his word. And he should impart his spirit on us to live according to the scriptures. And if we're not, and if we truly have the Holy Spirit should be screaming at us that we're not setting the right example. Exodus 4:12 says, now go, I will help you speak, and I will teach you what you say. He will never teach us to say the commandments are done away with. He will never teach us to say it's okay to change the day of the Sabbath. He will never teach us to say what he called an abomination is now okay. The church has no problem calling homosexuality and abortion an abomination, but then they go and they break the Sabbath, which our Creator calls a stonable offense. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which they shall go. I will guide the way with my eye. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dread of them. For it is Yahweh your Elohim who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Luke 12:12 says, the Holy Spirit will teach you that very hour what you ought to say. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens me. But if you're not listening to his true message, if you're not following his true word, it's not his Holy Spirit that's guiding you. And I will tell you, many Christian pastors today are guided by the enemy. They're guided by the enemy in telling people to depart from doctrine, making up their own doctrine, leading people astray, teaching people every week on a weekly basis to practice sin. Woe to them. Woe to them. Teaching our own children that it's okay to live in sin because there's no such thing as sin according to them. Luke 6:40 says, students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like a teacher. Matthew 10:24 says, a student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. Who is our true teacher? Who is our true shepherd? That's the question we need to ask ourselves today. Who do we go to? Even if you hear a wonderful message in your church, you need to search out the scriptures and confirm that that is true. And you need to test everything. Test everything as the scriptures say. And everyone. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and love and the sound mind. And 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourselves to Yahweh as one approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Who correctly handles the word of truth. In Galatians 5:22, 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And Romans 2:21 says, well then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself? You tell others not to steal, but you steal. We have to remember and understand. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He's not directing your path if you're living against his way. His word is a light for our path, that narrow path that gets us through. Without stumbling, he takes our steps and makes them go one in front of the other. But those that are walking in darkness, they will fall. And they talk about the fruit, but they don't understand the fruit isn't how big your congregation is. The fruit isn't how much money you have or somebody gave you. The fruit isn't how many people confess Yeshua with their lips. The fruit is the peace and the humbleness and humility that you have, knowing that you're doing the truth of Yahweh's word. In Luke 2, verses 45 to 46, it says, when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And John 13:3 says, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that is what I am. John 11:28 says, after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and he is asking for you. And John 3:10 says, Yeshua answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Who is our shepherd? Who is our true shepherd? Yeshua must lead the way. It must be Yeshua in our lives. James 1:5 says, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yahweh, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think about what the scripture says about sheep and being led. Any examples about Yeshua being our shepherd and us being his sheep? This is what we need to think about and get this in our minds. Our leader, our teacher, is not some guy standing on a stage in front of us, but it's Yeshua, our Messiah, who died for us. He's the one that set the example. In Psalms 23:1-3, David wrote, Yahweh is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Isaiah 40, verses 10 and 11 says, he tends to his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Mark 6:34 said he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. And Revelation 7:17 says, for the Lamb of the throne will be their shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 34:30-31 says, you are my flock, the sheep of my pasture. You are my people, and I am your God. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. Hebrews 13:20-21 says, now may the God of peace, who through the blood and the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our wonderful Messiah Yeshua, that great shepherd of the sheep, equipped you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Yeshua our Messiah, to whom the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 verse 3, acknowledge that Yahweh is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And then finally, Psalm 79 verse 13 says, then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. And that's what we need to be. We need to understand the sheep hear the shepherd's voice. The sheep hear the shepherd's voice. It says in John 10:14, I am a good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. So when somebody teaches you false doctrine, you're able to realize and understand the truth. In John 10:26-28, it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. In John 10:3-4, it says the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. That's how we must be. The pastors today are not feeding the sheep the word of Yahweh. And they must. They must. They must. They're called to take care of the sheep and they're not doing it. Yeshua died for his sheep. It says in John 10:15, I sacrificed my life for the sheep. This is so important to understand and get, because it all comes down to Yeshua and the gift of eternal life that he gives us. That's what it all comes down with. He says, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not one shall be lost. Not one shall be lost. We know the parable of the lost sheep. We know he leads his sheep. Psalm 78:52-53 says, but he led his own people like a flock of sheep, guiding them safely through the wilderness. And that's what our Creator does. He doesn't put us in danger by telling us that the Torah is done away with. No, he makes the path straight. He holds us while we're in the valleys. He takes us out. He's our light in the darkness. He led his own people like a flock of sheep, guiding them safe through the wilderness. We're living in the wilderness. And if we follow him, we will be led to safely. Psalm 77:20 says, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Praise a wonderful creator. Praise a wonderful creator. But there are wolves out there too that try to destroy. There are wolves out there. And it says in Matthew 7:15, and it goes perfect with today's message. Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves. And I'm sad to say many of the pastors out there today, many of the mega church pastors out there today are wolves. They're wolves teaching a message that's not of Yahweh. We need to be wise. We need to be wise. We need to search the scriptures daily. Matthew 10:16 says, look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be as shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves. And that's how we must be. That's how we must be. To rise above, not only to follow certain sheep, but to become certain shepherds. We must be a shepherd and teach the word and let other people know what we have learned. That's our calling. And we must expose and be wise enough to know when the wolves are around. And we must warn others and be the watchman. We can only do that if we have the knowledge and the wisdom of Scripture. And that's what he calls to give us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this. And I pray you take this seriously, because it's up to us to suffer well. Suffer well. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. The website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can see our other videos and recordings there. And also, you can go ahead and go support us at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. It's for the support, like people, that we're able to continue doing this program daily. So I thank you for that sincerely. And I tell you this, I've walked in many churches and I've heard messages that are not of Yeshua. I've approached a pastor and I've told him, the scripture says something different than what you're teaching. And I got excuse after excuse after excuse. And I've heard this many times. We need to rise above and test everything. Test everything, as the scriptures say, and everyone. And that's my message to you today. So praise a wonderful creator. Have a blessed day out there, and be safe and rejoice. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice in it. Hallelujah, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
When the miles are too high for counting, and the hills too steep to climb, when the world outside ain't making sense, and the truth's too lost to find, when that line's too blurred for seeing, and my wrong's too wrong to right, when I'm hanging by that final thread, and my strong's too weak to fight, I hear a song, sweet song, singing to my soul. I see a lighthouse in a hurricane, and it's leading me back home. When I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Oh yes, I do. Every day I do. One is saving me to heaven. When when I leave this world behind. And one gives